That's one of the best hires. That's something you've done for the last couple of years.
The last couple of years. Yes, sir.
What do you measure in that?
Sir?
What do you measure in that by your weight?
I think they had me like right at 5'10". I weighed in 185. I don't know my arm length and my hand length.
Tennessee showing any interest? Anyone showing it?
Nobody has really came up and spoke to me yet. I got here kind of late yesterday, and nobody has really spoke to me yet.
Did you have a bad knee impact when you were receiving here?
No, sir.
When did you know you were fast?
When I know.
First time you knew you were faster than a lot of people.
I've been the fastest in elementary school, middle school. I've been the fastest. High school, I was the fastest. I went out there 11th grade year and closed. I saw everybody running. My coach didn't want to let me run because I had done so. I think I had twisted an ankle or something, but I still went out there and ran and closed, and I ran a 4.34 11th grade year in high school.
People challenge you to races to see, you know, if they can beat you? Does that happen?
Not often. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything that I do will, the coaches will get a good look at what I can do, and I think that will definitely make me a break. No, sir. No, sir. Because weights, I do all day. Running, I can do. That's what God gave me, and it's just nothing to get out there and do it.
You run Tuesday?
Yes, sir. I think I lift tomorrow, if I'm correct. No, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, just being myself. I mean, the question that I ask, I just be myself. So no pressure at all.
If for some reason you're not a first round pick, is that going to be real upsetting?
No, sir. I mean, I done made it far than a lot of people that I know back in Austin, Texas, and it's just a dream that I had since I was 7, playing in the NFL, and just to get a privilege to even have NFL and my name together is just a privilege to me. My leadership style, I'm not too much of a talker. I just like to go out there and show what I can do and just have other people watch off of how I practice and what I do in the game. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm glad to see it worked out for him. It didn't so much work out at the University of Arkansas, but he moved on. I guess he had to do what he had to do, and he's a hard worker, and I'm pretty sure he'll be somewhere.
Jared, I asked him about you yesterday. He said you did a good job. What everybody doing? Like, why the injury? You only about 7 years. Have you ever heard that
one? Nah, I never heard that one. Never heard that one.
Well,
if he had a quad injury, he had one, but I don't know. It maybe look good on film. What I can bring to the NFL locker room? I'ma listen. I'ma be hungry. If I get picks, I'ma be like primetime Dion, my mentor. Bring excitement. I like to show better than talking. So I like to bring it to the field, and then after we win in the locker room, just celebrate and get right back to work.
You say you work with Deion?
Yes, sir. He's my mentor. I talk to Deion just about all the time. He texts me. He's part owner of the Austin Wranglers. So he comes to Austin. I live in Austin, and we meet in Austin. We sit down, we eat, we talk about a lot of things.
How did you originally meet him?
Through a friend.
Just recently?
Uh-huh. Just recently. This summer, I mean not this summer, this summer, after football season was over, and I made my decision. No, it was probably after the Wisconsin game. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just telling me, just be yourself. No pressure on yourself. I mean, you're a football player. That is nothing but lifting weights, running, and jumping. And he just tells me to stay low on my back pedal, and just learn how to explode out of my brakes. Nah, nah, I didn't ask about tackling.
Did you ask him? He ran one of the fastest 40s here. did you ask? Did you tell him you're gonna break?
Yeah, but it's gonna be hard. I think he ran a 4.26, 4.27. And they said when he ran, well, he said when he ran, he kept on running. Straight to the locker room.
So, Steve, you said
now
in Austin?
Yeah, in Austin, Texas. Like I said, he's part of owner of the Austin Wranglers, and he lives down there for, he has a condo down there. And I go to his house, and we talk, hang out, go eat together, and that's about it. Yes, sir. Yeah, of course. Everybody got a little prime time of it, especially watching them since I was younger. Yes.
Would you like to one day play for the Wranglers?
Wranglers? No. No, sir.